702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Radio Clubby. Lovely to see you and good morning to you. I hope that you've had a great weekend. Well, you did, of course, because Pirates
won. You spoke
won.
To me two yeah, hours ago and you spoke to me on Saturday and you're stalking me and you sent me a WhatsApp yesterday. What do you want from me?
No, nothing at all.
Doesn't look like it.
So listen, it's been very interesting. I've had an interesting weekend, apart from the football. Now, you know, Discovery is a very, very smart company. They understand statistics. They understand health. They understand their users. And they use big data. And
ouch.
They use, what happened to you?
Sorry.
Did you smash your finger? You see, when you're horrible to me, you see
Thomas,
what happens. You see
what, but where does this guy come from? I can't.
Do you see what happens when she
asked, have I smashed my finger and you laugh?
No. I'm actually
but you were falling off your chair laughing. I smashed my finger.
Thomas, can we get that video footage and put it up on YouTube? Because that's going to be like a million hits.
You think, no, I'm sympathizing with
you. Dear listeners, let me explain what happened. As I started to talk, Ridi, who exercises in the studio to try and get her vitality rewards, she pulled out her dumbbell weights. Smashed it against the ring, smashed her finger. Thomas burst out laughing.
No.
And now that you've told me why you're laughing, I'm kind of laughing as well because she was just horrible to me a few seconds ago. That's how you get punished, you see. Thank you, Lord, for looking down on me. Thank you, Aki.
Switch off his microphone.
I know she's horrible to you. I punished her. Thank you, Lord. Now get on with Technobite. Yes,
please.
Yes, Lord. So I was saying about Discovery. Discovery is a very innovative company. You know, they're doing stuff with their insurance and tracking how their users do things around them, how their lifestyles are, and they reward you accordingly. If you drive properly, you get rewarded. If you're healthy, you get rewarded. And you know, the whole thing of fitness has changed. I mean, what fitness was 10 years ago to what it was today. Today you got things like Apple Watches, you got Fitbit devices, they track your heart rate, they track your steps, and it's all technology because they are full of these little devices that track your steps, for example, tiny sensors. So it's been quite interesting because now you can upload your data. For example, if you run on Strava and you track your cycling and your running, you can upload it so you can show Discovery you're being healthy and they reward you accordingly. But what's been happening is some people have been abusing the system somewhat and they've been abusing it over the weekend. You know what I heard, Ridi? That some people attach their health devices to their dog collars so they can up their steps. I've seen pictures of people who've put a Fitbit device on a dog collar to get their points up so they can get their free cup of coffee because they've got this Vitality Active reward. And there have been a few people, when I put it out on Facebook and on Twitter over the last few days, I've had some interesting interactions with people. So I thought we should get the head of Discovery Vitality in the studio. Well, not in the studio, but he's on the line.
So hold on, they're cheating.
They are cheating. Jeez,
is there nothing that's... I mean, human beings, will we stop at nothing to just get things for free and cheat our way through things? I mean, come on.
You know, the thing is as well is that with the Apple Watch, for example, with the Apple Watch, people get the watch subsidized. And if you reach your daily targets, you don't pay for your watch every month, which is the theory, you know. So Discovery is saying, we want to encourage you to be healthy. It means that if you are healthier, it's less of a risk to us, and that's what we want our members to be. Yeah. So it's interesting that on the 2nd of April, they're revising this. So I thought we'd get the CEO of Discovery Vitality, Dr. Shrey Virana, on the line, just to tell us about the changes and why the changes and how it's going to affect people with apps. Because I've been hearing people with apps like Thomas, who uses Strava, it's not picking up the stuff. And, you know, so there's obviously changes. So we've got Dr. Shrey Virana on the line. Dr. Virana, good morning.
Good morning, Aki. Good morning, Ridi. Sorry to hear that you just hurt yourself just before I came online.
You're the only nice person here.
You were laughing as well, weren't you? Be honest.
I was not at all. In fact, I was quite worried when you said she was training to get her vitality points. That's exactly what we don't want to see happen.
Oh, that's interesting. So, you know, you're saying it shouldn't be happening in a workspace like in the studio, right?
No, it's always wonderful that people are exercising, especially if they can take time out in the day to do it. It's a good thing to do. We just obviously never want people to injure themselves doing that.
Okay. So tell us about the technology. I mean, when your business first started, there weren't all these watches and all this fancy technology to monitor how many steps you do every day. It's really become quite sophisticated, and you've been innovative in that sense by rewarding members based on the activities they use on their watches and Fitbits and Apple Watches, etc. So just paint a picture for us where you are today and where we were 10 years ago.
Sure, and Aki, thanks for that framing. I think what you described is exactly what we've seen. We've seen technology shift quite dramatically in recent years, and with that, our ability to use the behavioral economics aspects linked to wellness, the combination of the two allows us now to gradually encourage and nudge people towards ever-improving health and getting them healthier over time. And as wearable tech has suddenly come more and more to the forefront, I think some of the stats are now that, for example, in the U.S., 1 in 10 people are using some kind of, you know, monitoring device. We've seen the opportunity to use that to dramatically shift healthier behavior to get it even more so. And if it's useful for, you know, yourselves or some of your listeners, some of the early findings we have are just so overwhelmingly positive. It's incredibly exciting. We're seeing activity levels improve or increase within cohorts that have always been hard to work with. For example, smokers, the activity levels are up about 35%. People who are overweight or obese, we're seeing the activity levels up 30%. In the traditionally inactive, which is often the hardest group of people to move, we're seeing, you know, activity levels move up in excess of 40%. And for us, this is incredibly exciting times because the combination of technology, it being more and more verified, and our ability understanding the science and the big data, as you put it, to combine those two to gradually encourage and motivate the right health outcomes is for us quite compelling. And as you reference, the points changes are really just a refinement within that space.
Okay, because, you know, I was having this discussion with Reedy. Now, Reedy is she's a runner. She runs every single day. She's one of the healthiest, fittest people I know about. And I've speaking to a couple of people. Now, there's so many different apps out there. There's Strava. There's the Nike app.
It's overwhelming.
Tom uses RunKeeper. It's overwhelming. Has that been an issue to try and gather all those different sources of data and reward you with points accordingly? Because you're dealing with so many different sources of from different apps and different technologies.
And the admin thereof, Dr. Shrey, for example, I mean, I know that there are a lot of points that I've lost out because, you know, you run a race and you're supposed to log them on, you know, the time that it takes to do that. And going back to Aki's question about, has it become easier? Are people finding the system easy to navigate, and how can it be improved?
I think both of the points, the two or three points that you both raised are absolutely spot on. I think one is that there's a broad number of devices and applications or apps that are out there on the market. We've historically tried to encourage as many of them to integrate with us as possible because we want to give our consumers as much, as you put it, you know, ease of engagement. What we're finding, though, is the trade-off is on two levels. One is on verifiability, and you know, Aki referenced it earlier on around people who self-report or who are, I hate using the word, but gaming the system, so to speak, which is in effect cheating their own health, as well as where you get what's third-party integrations, which is some of these apps take data from other sources. And on the one dimension, we want to improve on that and make it more verifiable because that just allows for the clinical data that we're getting to just be of a much different quality, and so we can improve the way in which we're encouraging people towards better health. The other one, as you put it, is reliability, which is around, you know, and really, by the way, on that point of points being missing, one, you know, please feel to drop me a note. Happy to follow up on that.
Oh, that's great.
I think for all of our consumers, by the way, and to all of the listeners, that's something we're absolutely committed to. We don't want in any way for any of our consumers to have missed out on the appropriate benefits and rewards for the activity that they've done. And part of the challenge for this is exactly that, which is when there's different degrees of reliability. Some applications or apps are incredibly reliable, and others, unfortunately, are not. And when they go down for periods of time, our consumers will get the typical behavior is you'll go for a run, you wake up on a Saturday, you know, or Sunday morning, post the run, you'll open up the app and wait to see if your active rewards goal is closed, if the points haven't uploaded. And when our members don't see that, understandably, they're unhappy. Unfortunately, they assume always it's us. What we need to make sure is that while we're constantly making our app more reliable, and that's something we are mindful of, we're also aware that there's third-party data that pulls through to us where we have sometimes absolutely no control over.
Okay.
And part of this refinement is to improve on that, to improve verifiability and to make the experience for our members more reliable. So there's fewer people like Reedy's experience who've gone, I've done the exercise and my points are not showing.
Okay, so you're talking about the fraud. This is an interesting one. I've heard of people attaching their Fitbits to dogs. I've even heard of people attaching a Fitbit to a fan on their office desk and turning it on. How true is this, and are you aware of this fraudulent activity taking place?
So okay, we've seen some of it. We pick up some of it in addition, anecdotally on social media, in addition to the actual data that pulls through. And then the third is, as you mentioned, about, you know, what you see and hear. I mean, you can go on to unfitbit.com, which is a website that shows you how to do this, which is, as sad as that sounds, the reality of what we're dealing with. I think it's important for me, though, to clarify that we're not suggesting that the vast majority of our members are doing this. Not that at all. And so we're trying to make sure that the person who did go out and do a long ride or a long run, who's being appropriately acknowledged, is not being in this cast into the same category as the guy who drove to work with his Strava on and comes through with the distance, or, as you put it, somebody putting a Fitbit onto all kinds of devices. You know, it's funny because if you watch Big Bang Theory, there's a very interesting skit recently where, you know, one of the characters was showing how he built a physical machine to game his pedometer so that he could effectively lie to his wife that he was doing the steps. And I think he ended it off with what was intended to be humorous but a very poignant point, which says, wow, she's going to be surprised when I die young.
But don't try this on a Chihuahua. They're just so slow. I tried it. They're useless dogs. They just don't do any activity. And then just finally, there's an SMS about Strava. What are you going to do about Strava?
So with Strava, we're looking at it. We continuously are working with them to understand it. We do recognize it's a commonly used device, particularly within our cycling community, and we're very mindful of it. Right now, because it has third-party data and self-reporting in it, and we've had, as our Strava listeners will attest to, they've had a fair bit of experience where they've gone out for rides and it's not pulled through. So there have been some reliability challenges. And please, I don't want it to sound that I'm in any way criticizing Strava or the integration layer through which it comes, or Vitality. I think the combination of all of us working on it need to improve this collective experience, either by improving on the verifiability and by making it more reliable. And at the point that we can have that, we'd happily reconsider it.
Okay.
It is something we're actively looking at even prior to April, but I'm always hesitant about making promises that if that didn't play out, you know, we've got a disgruntled consumer further.
Dr. Shrey Virana, CEO of Discovery Vitality, thank you for joining us and clarifying the points on Vitality.
Thanks so much.
I'm glad, and I hope I was helpful. Have
a wonderful day. Thank you very
much. Bye-bye.